everyone, welcome. And today is Wednesday, June 21st, 2023. I am Soluble Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And for whatever platform you are listening, thank you and welcome. Hey, welcome. You are number one today, dude. Brina, Brina. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome. Hey, Frankie. Welcome. Kenny J. Welcome back. Welcome, welcome. I do hope everyone's having a wonderful day. It is a beautiful day here in sunny Southern California. No June gloom today. But I'll take the June gloom as long as I wake up every morning. Hey, Shelby, welcome. Everything's working today as it should. I was testing it last night. Yeah, Brina, I'm hearing about that rain. Well, I'll send you some California sunshine. Hey, Shorty. Welcome, girl. No, with everything that's going on in Florida, you keep Florida right there with you. Y'all got the crazy state. Yeah, Lou. See, I'm talking about Florida again. But I'm not talking about serial killers yet. Hey, bro. Welcome, welcome. Okay, y'all. So today, I'm sorry. The title is serious, but I'm laughing because I'm sorry, y'all. I'm laughing because bro is here. That's why I'm laughing. Yeah, Lou. Yeah. Oh, bro, you just tickle me. Okay, so oh boy. So I want to talk about women and girls are told by the world it's your fault. Why? Why do women and girls take the brunt of everything? You know, if a woman gets raped, it's because of what she was wearing, or she shouldn't have been in that particular place, or, you know, she was leading him on, or, you know, she was a tease. If she gets pregnant, it's her fault. Not to, you know, it takes two in order, you know, to make a child. It's her fault about that too. You know, especially if she's a single mom, you know, is her fault. And if a parent is a single mom, it's still her fault. Like, well, you know, where's the father? It's like, well, yeah, where is the father? You know, it's like, you know, again, it takes two. Hey, Milt. So or is that TQ? So again, you know, it's like, why is TQ? TQ. So, you know, what's up with that? What is up with that? Why are women always the one, women and girls always the one getting I mean, down to the point where about 10 years ago, you had a judge that ruled in favor of a rapist of a 13-year-old girl because he said that she looked older than 13. Okay, so if she looked 25, should she still get raped? I mean, come on. You know, so where is the equity here? You know, why is it, you know, always women and girls that get the this, you know? And then if it's a strong and independent woman who's taking care of business, then we have attitudes, you know? So it's like either way, we can't win. So that's the question for today. Why? Why is it like that? Let's see. Shelby says, because men know we hold all the power. Okay, but we hold the power in one sense, but legally, we don't. Legally, you still have a man who is going to make rules and laws where women are still second in the eyes of the law. So, and entitlement in terms of male, is that what you're talking about, bro? You know, because, you know, I think it's ridiculous that a rapist can, you know, if he finds out that the person that he raped got pregnant, that he can actually sue for custody of that child. I mean, that just makes no sense to me whatsoever. Yes, it is the child's father, and yeah, it is up to the mother, or if the mother gives the child up for adoption, whatever, somewhere along the way to tell that child, you know, how they came about. But are you the rapist and you get custody of this child? Are you going to say, you know, oh, so how with my mom anymore? Well, I raped her. I mean, are they really going to tell that child that that's how they came into this world? And Brina says, a woman never asks to be raped, nor does she ever put herself in position to be. I think respect between the sexes is gone. There is a lot to it. Yes. And Lou says, legal system is trash. And Moose, I'm sorry, Bro says, my answer to Shelby's response. Okay. So, I just think that, you know, both Lou and Brina, I mean, they have a very good point. Crazy Lady, welcome. Fair use. Welcome. I'm sorry. I didn't see you pop in there. I don't think that she does put herself in a position to be raped. You know, it's like, you know, a girl goes to a party, you know, some guys can pull into a back room and, you know, or even if she's getting drunk, just because she's drunk is not a reason or ask, you know, she's not asking to be raped. Welcome, Blunt. You know, so, again, why are women always the one at fault? You know, it's always the woman's fault in situations like that. You know, especially if it's someone that you know, maybe if it's a friend or something, somehow or another, you know, you get to court and the attorney is always making the woman out to be some type of whore or easy. You know, no, I mean, and you guys may disagree with me on this one, but anybody, male or female, should be able to walk down the street, booty butt, naked, and not get attacked. That's the way it should be. You should be able to wear a pair of shorts and not get attacked. You know, a 10-year-old should be able to go to the beach with her family and, you know, have on her little swimsuit, whatever, and not get attacked. But somehow the legal system would make it where, well, her mother should not have put her in that swimsuit. Okay, so maybe the guy should have had more control. And how many other little girls has he done this to? So that's my question. And Lou says the legal system makes it worse than what's already happened. It's so ugly. Yes, it is. And Brina says there's men out here that don't know how to take no answer. And there are women that don't know how to act like ladies. That mixed together is just destructive. But Brina, okay. So when you say act like a lady, even if a woman is not acting like a lady, is that a reason to get attacked? Is that a reason to be raped? Now, in terms of taking no for an answer, yeah, the answer is no. You know, no, go away. You know, means no. You know, but act like a lady. I have a problem with that, because even if she, so what? That's no reason to be attacked. And yes, I do believe that prostitutes, you know, can be raped. But one was, monthly the, you know, if she went to file a report, they would probably laugh at her. Hey, Juju, welcome. You know, so let's see. Everyone's saying hello to everybody. Bring castration laws. It will stop quick. You know what, Lou? You know what? You know, that's one thing about the U.S. You know, maybe we do need to bring back the, or even, I don't know if we ever had them, but an eye for an eye. You know, if you steal something, you cut off your hand. If you rape someone, you cut off your penis, you know, for women, if they, and women do rape, you know, cut it up or put a chastity belt on or something. I don't know. You know, seriously, is that the only way that it would stop? And Bro says, we can never blame victims, but we should never put ourselves in a position to be victimized. Okay, so Bro, how are you putting yourself in a position to be victimized? Are you saying that if you are coming late at night from work, you shouldn't be walking by yourself, or you shouldn't have taken the train or something? You can still get in that Uber, and that Uber person can still attack you, because, you know, that is happening. So, you know, when you say that, you know, how are you putting yourself in the position? I mean, it's like, I have to get home. And if the only way I get home is on the train or on the bus, because I don't have a car, but then again, I could be walking to my car and somebody can still attack me. So, bring a booty butt naked. My mother used to say that. Oh boy. So, Lou, you know, if you want to walk around, you know, hey, I mean, come on. I mean, do people not go to a new beach, and I'm, you know, and you don't get attacked? Everybody's hanging and swaying and jiggling and whatever, you know? So, and Blunt says, no, Lou, my eyes. This is not a no, Lou. I mean, no, Bro, this is not a utopian society. No, it isn't. But I'm just saying that I think that when it comes to certain offenses, women take the brunt of things that it shouldn't be. So, let's see. What about the ones that get roofed? I mean, you know, crazy lady, anything. You know, again, you know, people... You know, I am one that, and I say this to this day, if you all go somewhere in public even if you all are over a friend's house and they're having a party, you know, whatever. I don't care if everybody knows everybody. You still watch your drink. You know, you still, because you don't know who's doing what to who. You know, so, let's see. No simple reason. No means no. No, there's no, is there a reason to rape someone? Yes, castration. Been saying it for years. See, bro, I just saw your call. See, now I'm seeing you. Okay, hold on. There you are. Okay. Yes. I didn't see you before.
Because I didn't have sound. You know how, like, if it's noise in the room that you're in, even if you're not saying nothing, your green will come around your circle. And that'll be the indicator that everybody on the podcast can hear you. So when I said something and I didn't see the circle light up, I knew you couldn't hear me. So I went off and came back.
Well, thank you very much, bro.
But let me say this, Sally, real quick. What it is we are all victims. And I understand that women may be victimized way more than men. But a lot of times we're victims of people's circumstances as well as their insanity. But let me just say this about the question you had asked me earlier. You said, how do we put ourselves in a position to be victimized? Well, we do that without being responsible. If a female go to a party and she's drinking irresponsibly in front of people that she barely know, a lot of things can happen as a result of becoming drunk in that particular situation.
Okay, can I respond to that? I'm going to respond anyway. Okay, I'm going to respond anyway. All right, so I understand what you're saying, but even if I go to a party and I'm drinking and I don't care who I'm drinking in front of, whatever, whether I know you or don't know you, is that still a reason for you to take advantage?
No, but at what point do you have to be responsible for a situation that can occur involving yourself that you can be in control of? If because understand this, if the man is going to do a particular thing, at least if he's going to attempt to do something, to at least be of a sober mind, so that way you can fight back responsibly, so that way you can defend yourself. Because solid blow, I don't know, you might have martial arts skills. You might beat up a gorilla at the zoo. But if you're drunk, you might not have that about you to perform that.
Okay. But see, you can't say that. You understand? If you're in a party somewhere, that don't necessarily mean for the guy to come up there and do that. Can you understand?
That's not what I said.
These guys out here, I'm just saying, because there are guys out there that knows what's going and pick out their victims just to. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not really the female's fault. You understand what I'm saying? That's what she's trying to say. Why is it always us females to get the blame for it?
Solid Blue, did I say, first and foremost, did I say any of that? Did you hear
me say it? No, I'm just saying I didn't say you said. I'm just saying what I was thinking about the subject.
Okay,
that's all. I wasn't blaming you for anything.
I thought you were responding to what I said. Because I didn't say any of that.
Okay, so, okay. Before we go on, just let me read Rena's comment real quick before I get too far down in the comments. I just think society got loose in general. You can literally go on an app right now and find somebody to F. It's got people feeling like they can do whatever they want. We need more respect for ourselves and one another. TQ says, I walked through a new beach before, and I did ask you, TQ, if you look good. Rena says, if I go out, I always use the buddy system. And she says, no, there's never reason, but there are things you could do to keep yourself safer. Okay, so that goes to what Bro is saying. Mama Bear, I'm sorry, I did not see you pop in. Lou says, unfortunately, drugs and alcohol can lead to bad things, but it's never right. And TQ says there were things on that beach that were unspeakable. Okay, so Shorty, bro, I think, bro, did I interrupt you? Or did I interrupt Shorty?
No, I don't think bro? You interrupted me. I really don't. But, I mean, it's good that you're checking out the comments because, you know, people are stating their piece. But, but we victimize each other a lot and often, Solid Blue. Do you know how many times women accuse men and have been lying? And, like, really nobody even speaks on things of that nature. Like, with Emmett Till. And I'm just using that as an example because almost 60 years after the fact, the lady that accused him of whistling at her that got him killed stated she lied. So can you imagine that he's dead and gone, never had a chance to become a man, a husband, or anything, a father, and now he's gone as a result of being victimized by a lot. We victimize each other, Solid.
Okay, and bro, I totally understand that, but I think Emmett Till and situations like that, because there are many, 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 many Emmett Tills. I think that's different because that was based on racism. But you're absolutely right, and actually, I was going to do a show on men that get raped, but you're absolutely right. There are women out there who ruin it for other or make it harder. I'm not going to say ruin it. It make it harder for women who really have been attacked and raped, whatever, because out of spite or I'm mad at you or, somebody paid them, whatever, they accuse people. I think that's absolutely wrong. 100%. 100%. However, let me ask you guys this, because I think this is an unfair statement to say, is when people say, well, why did she wait so long? Why did she wait so long to say something? And I think that for some women, especially depending upon how they grew up, being raped is shame. You have students who have been raped by priests and what have you, boys and girls. Especially boys, a man doesn't get raped. They're afraid to go home and tell their father. He was abducted back in the 70s. I can't remember the boy's last name. Stephen Stainer. He was abducted by a pedophile in the 70s. And when he came back home, when he was like 14, the first thing his father said was, how could you allow someone to do that to you? He was seven. He was a boy. So I don't think it's fair when people say, why did you wait so long to say something? So I want to know what you guys think about that.
Let me say this, Solid. Besides being victims, we come from a very unintelligent society. Our way of looking at things is very strange. Like, all right, say for instance, somebody say that unemployment is up 77%, right? You might say, wow, that's a lot. But what the statistics don't tell you is that 93% of the population is working. See, if we had the right way of viewing things and looking at things, a father would never ask a son how you allow that to happen to you, knowing that a man can overpower and minimize a boy. A mother would never say to a daughter, how can you allow this? What type of behavior? What have I done wrong?
But what about those mothers that blame their daughters when their boyfriend?
That's what I was just saying.
Okay, all right.
Okay, that's what I was just saying. Like when our parents are not the sharpest knives in the drawer, it's hard to go to crazy people and tell crazy people about a serious situation.
But is because it, but is it crazy or is it just the way they were brought up? And the reason why I say that is you still have men who tell their sons, boys don't cry. And I think that's ridiculous. You know, you're telling your son not to cry.
The unintelligence of the society, Solid Blue. We are a very unintelligent society. Now, we can make all the excuses in the world. Well, people been brought up that way. Right? Do you know it's individual situations for us to come out of and from under the thumb of the ignorance.
You're right.
I was brought up into Christianity, but I swear to God I'm not in it today. Because I understand that my parents and my grandparents were duped, but I don't have to be duped my damn self. Do you know, Solid Blue, there is a verse in the Bible that says, lean not on your own understanding. Well, if that's the case, whose understanding am I supposed to lean on? And then that asks another question, Solid Blue. You know what question that asks? Am I only supposed to lean on the understanding of the BS program that's been fed to me? We got to start analyzing what's told to us. We got to stop accepting everything at face value. That's adding to the ignorance of already.
No, you're right. You're right. And bro, I'm actually saying you're right. Shorty, do you want to add anything?
The thing is, like what he was saying, like growing up with, like it really doesn't matter about religion because it happens in whatever religion, whatever race you're in. You understand what I'm saying? And to go back on what you're saying about like the I forgot, but it's gonna come back to me. But see, about why we're not telling the parents or whatever, it's crazy, whatever, because, you know, sometimes by getting into that position or whatever, guys or girls, vice versa, the reason why we don't really say anything to our parents or to our relatives, because, like you said earlier, it's a shame thing. It's like, damn, like, it makes us feel bad as a person, like, damn, what did I do wrong or like, how did I get myself in this predicament? Stuff like that. And, you know, it's a very touchy subject. They don't want to get judged about it, you know, because people will be like, oh, you should have never put yourself in that predicament or what you was doing to get yourself in that predicament. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know if you understand.
No, I do, you know, so, you know, I mean, but the system, let's see, TQ says, or what about what the Terry Crews incident? I mean, there's just so many incidents out there. The Brandon says it's not easy to speak up after trauma. It does take a woman a while to say something. He's a grown man, just asking. I don't think I've ever told my sons not to cry, but I would comfort them. Lou says to bro, you're supposed to walk in paths similar to Christ. See, Minnesota says another deep show. Juju says agree, another deep show. Everyone's liking the show. Thank you. Okay, so, all right. So I want to go to what TQ said. Let me go back. Okay, so, all right. So Terry Crews. You know, you know, I'm just trying to figure out where to even do you think, okay, so TQ, do you think that women should be called liars after they say something about an incident? I mean, I mean, I don't know really what to think about that. It's just, I mean, Terry Crews is just a complicated thing. You have men who have been victimized. Why does it take so long for men to come out?
Solid. Can I say something really quick?
Yeah, because with Terry Crews, I have so many feelings that are going on inside my head right now. But anyway, go ahead.
All right, let me say this. And this is why the victimization of men have even a larger looming appeal. If you start with Black Wall Street, Black Wall Street was a lie at a man attempting to attack a woman on the elevator. The whole town was destroyed after that. They usurped it and everything. Not only that, Rosewood, Emmett, everything happens the same way. It always starts on the account of a man trying to either touch or say something to a woman, and everything goes to hell in a handbasket. And when you look over the years, over the decades, where all of that happening, then you get to like the Bill Cosbys. You get to the R. Kelly's, what's his name? The Russell Simmons. Like, and all these allegations just start looking like just what they are, allegations. It don't have to be true anymore. And when you can lie on somebody, and as a result of how society works, your lie become the truth, after a while, women and men are going to become enemies of one another. So what LGBTQ isn't accomplishing, the hate between males and females will finish it off. We are becoming a society that are taking the position of voluntarily leading to our own genocide as well as demise.
Well, no, I mean, and you make a good point. And Brina, Terry Crews accused an agent, one of these talent agents, for groping him back in, I think it was like 2014, 15, something like that. So, and individual responsibility, for me, that goes a long way, but there's always a but. And TQ says probably has to do with the masculinity factor, because there's men at least that's what I believe. Lou says it's their plan. They know exactly what they're doing. Some good agents. Yeah, some agent groped him at a party in Solid Hollywood. Blue.
Did you, when you read what Lou said, did you understand exactly the statement that he was making?
Okay, let me go back to which one. You said that it's their plan.
They know exactly what they're doing. Do you know what he meant when he wrote that? He was saying, bro, you are absolutely right. Because when you look at the way that they are causing a rift between the males and females in society, that is leading to population control. Because if men hate women and women hate men, children aren't being produced.
Yeah, but that's all backfiring on a certain group of people who want those children to be produced, and they've made laws to make sure that those children are born.
That's so true too.
You know, so that, I mean, and that's a whole different show. So the population can control, for some of us, but not for the other group. So, but again, like I said, that's a different show. But I don't know, everything is just so complicated. And bro, you are right. Things are complicated between the races. I do believe that that society has made it where, you know, women and men are against each other. You definitely see it with, you know, Black men and, you know, Black women. You know, it is by design, you know, but at the same time, what can we do as individuals to either watch each other's back or to make sure that your own back is watched?
You know, we could do, Solid Blue. First and foremost, to create healthy, productive families, we can start a class. We can put a class into play. I don't care, churches or synagogues or temples, where we teach young boys to become men / husbands, and we teach young girls to become women / wives. What's happening now is everybody is raising these children too loosely, and by the time they get a certain age, they become a certain age, they've been fed such misinformation that they go into the world unequipped to have a sustainable, healthy, happy relationship.
But okay, and I agree with that. But I do have a question to ask you, bro, about women. But I want to ask, I want to go to what Brina said. Less fathers in the home is definitely a factor. Brina, that was by design, especially for Black and Latino fathers, because when the welfare system was first started, it wasn't for us. It never has been for us. We are not the majority of people on welfare, unlike a lot of people like to think that a lot of mostly Black people are on welfare and then Latinos. That is not correct at all. But when the welfare system started, and you know, they say, well, the government is going to help you, and when projects were put up and, you know, to help you, the point was for you to be in that home for a certain amount of time, get on your feet, and you move out. But the way the system was created was, if you have a man in that home, you can't live here. Even though y'all, you know, because they assume that this man, you know, has a job that can support your whole family. And that was not the case. So many women said to the men, in order to make sure that their children had a roof over their head, you had to leave. That to me was by design. So what happens after years and years and years and years and years? It's habit. So when people say that there aren't, you know, fathers in the home and what have you, it was by design. It was by design to hurt a particular group of people, and it worked.
Or Solid, they have to lie about it. You understand what I'm saying? They have to lie about it to keep the father in the home to be able to get the assistance that they need. Because I see this on a day-to-day basis. I know females that's going through this right now. It's crazy. I'm like, dang, like, you have to do all of this to get this. You understand what I'm saying? But the father's in the home. It's like, it's a parent lie to get the assistance that you need, you know, especially with child support. Because I know a friend right now, she's going through some crazy stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Shorty, to be able to get the money and get help.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just saying that you make a very good point.
Oh, yeah. So it's crazy how the system, how this government and the system working right now. You know what I mean? So I'm like, why do you have to do all of that just to get that? She said, girl, because you know how it is with the government and he's there. You know, everybody go through their little toxicity with their spouse or whoever they with or whatever. You know what I mean? Because he's toxic as well. I'm not going to get into that. But it's the system is messed up. Very, very messed up.
Well, I mean, and again, it's a system that's messed up, but again, it's a system that's by design. It's by design. And I know that the subject has changed somewhat, but it's still on the thing with you know, whatever. But, bro, what I wanted to ask you is, do you think women should work out outside the home?
Let me say this. Only if they have either super ultra mature age children or if they have adults. Understand that women are the first teachers and nurturers of the children. And when they're not in the home, the children suffer as a result of that. And when they go outside, they don't find anybody that does for them or favor them like their mothers do. And a lot of them begin to act out as a result of not having that, of not experiencing that. And then people say, well, look at these children. The children are crazy. The children aren't crazy. The society is. Because under natural law, that mother would be allowed to be with her children. And in the ideal society, men will be earning enough to take care of their household.
Okay, so the reason I'm asking you this, because there was someone on my show, hasn't been on for quite some time, and you, some people may know who it is, and I'm not going to say the person's name, but he called me a bad parent. He called me a bad parent, one, because I spanked my child, and I can name on how many fingers I actually have spanked my sons in the last, since he's been alive for 23 years, because I work outside the home. I was called a bad parent. And this person also said that my parents were bad parents. I said, so you're telling me that, you know, I mean, I grew up with both a mother and a father, and they did this, they did that, whatever. And this person said they could have done better. Meanwhile, this person grew up without a father in the home, has not their own child in years, you know, and I took offense to that. I took offense to that for a couple of reasons. Number one, Black women back in the day, they had to work. And there are many times when Black women could have stayed at home, and laws were actually made where Black women had to get jobs or else they would go to jail. And a lot of those rules were in the South. Because Miss Ann needed somebody to wash her clothes and wipe her kid's ass. Now, fast forward. I don't think there's anything wrong with a woman working outside the home. I think it shows children that, you know, that you not only do you have a responsible parent, but you have a strong parent. And my mother was able to do both. She worked outside the home. We sat down every day as a family, and we had dinner together. We talked about our day. We were disciplined. And not only did my mother, you know, work outside the home, she still went to school and got her master's. You know, so, you know, and then I look at my sister and I'm sorry, I think we turned out great. So, my sister, you know, so I'm just saying, and I understand about the whole thing that you got to nurture your kids and everything else. But women working outside the home sometimes is better than sometimes it's good for the man to stay home and the woman to go to work. But I just take an exception. I'm not saying anything negative to you, bro. But that comment that was made to me on several occasions has always rubbed me the wrong way, mainly because of the person who said it and the background of that person. And it's like, you have a lot of nerve.
Well, Sala, I would take offense to that too. You understand what I'm saying? I'll feel some type of way. You understand what I'm saying? The reason why, because my mom, she broke her back, and my mom was my mother and father. Because my dad, he didn't want to be nowhere to be found. He wanted to be out there being a hoe. Yes, my dad was a freaking whore. You understand what I'm saying? And I respect my mom. You know, I had my aunts and them. My mom raised me and my brother just fine. You understand what I'm saying? Because she had to do what she had to do to make sure food was on the table. We went to school and we was good. Like you said, like, you know, your mom sat down, you know, your family sat down and made sure you turned out good. You know, it's not always necessarily that the woman always have to stay home. Like you said, the fathers can stay home too. You understand, to be home, you know, but there's a lot of, you know, females out there that's breaking their backs to make sure their kids get the best thing that they need because of the simple fact they don't want their kids to go through what they've been through in their life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, can I say something really quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Check this out.
The individual that said that to you doesn't understand the historicity of America. It kind of just wherever he or whoever he is, it kind of make him look bad simply because he doesn't understand that the same society that forced Black women to go out and work because white women that stayed at home needed chores done that they weren't willing to do was the same society that upheld and placed on a pedestal well-to-do mothers who were stay-at-home moms. They made homemakers seem like a privilege if you were in the upper echelons of American society.
But bro, but also in those, you know, but also at the same time, it's unrealistic that every, you know, that these women were walking around like Leave It to Beaver with their pearl, necklace on and what have you while they're cleaning the oven in their high heels. The people who were walking around like that usually had maids, and the maids look like
that's
me.
What
they,
I'm,
the
that's
maids
exactly,
look like me.
That's exactly what I said.
So were they being a better mother because they were at
home, and then
our grandmothers mothers were out there cleaning somebody's toilet it's like our parents are not better because we're cleaning Miss Ann's toilet. I mean,
but that's how they see it though. That's how they see it.
All right, understand, because I think both of y'all got it wrong. Let me tell you what I was saying, that the stay-at-home, well-to-do mothers weren't forced by the same laws that the Black mothers were forced under.
I just wanted to make my own little comment.
Okay, I'm sorry, because Shorty V started helping you. Like, yeah, that's how they said. Like I said that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Listen, Muck, you taking this completely wrong out of context. I was disagreeing what Solid was saying. I wasn't, you know, coming at you no type of way. I was just agreeing what Solid was saying.
I was just throwing in my own little two cents. But y'all, hold on for a second. Shelby, thank you for waiting patiently.
Yeah, you there? I'm here.
Hello.
I just wanted to say, you know, it wasn't just okay. Shorty, I want to reiterate what you were saying about your parents. My parents were the same as your parents. But my dad, he did whore around, but he was also a lazy man. My mom worked two jobs to make ends meet. And when she wasn't working, we lived in a trailer. When she wasn't working, my mom would be on top of the trailer and tar it. You had to tar the roof, you know, every so often. I would remember my mom on top of that trailer with my dad sitting in the living room watching some sort of sporting event, and her in the dead of summer. I remember my mom mowing the yard. I remember my mom breaking her back to do the things that a man should have done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my dad should have done and did not do because he was too lazy to do it.
Right.
You know, so, mm-hmm. I mean, on Father's Day and Mother's Day, I commend my mother because of what I remember seeing. You know, okay. I'm not saying that both of my parents were perfect. You know, we all have our faults, but, you know, it's just the fact that, you know, men are just as lazy as women can be. But in my family, that's how it was.
Okay, so I'm going to change this up a little bit. And I'm going to try to make it a little lighter, but maybe not for some people. Okay, so do you think it's right? And I know this happens on Mother's Day or even for a woman's birthday. If you give them a gift, do you think it's fair to give them a gift that is a item, like a here's a new dishwasher or here's a new washing machine? Shouldn't it be something personal if you're going to give that person a gift?
Unless I ask for a household item, my husband knows better.
Okay. Oh, true.
Okay. All right.
But if you need it, like if you need it in the house, you know what I mean? Then yeah, but okay, like okay, not but as if a I,
okay, but,
gift.
Okay, but if it, okay, but if it's needed, then why not go get it last Thursday? Why do you wait?
Right.
Mother's Day
I was gonna say
ride?
That.
So yeah.
I was gonna say that. I was gonna be like, well, if you really need it, you need to go get it if you really need it, but not wait until like a special day to get it for them. You know, let it be something else from your heart, or you know, it's the thought that counts. You understand what I'm saying? But not like a household item you can go get today or tomorrow. You know what I mean? So,
no.
Solid Blue. Yeah. You know that question deserve a tag response affixed to it, because could the situation be or the problem be that she needed that as a hint for something she hadn't been doing? Because I don't think you know nobody.
No, Lord.
You had to go there. So you're gonna sit here and tell me that I'm getting the dishwasher because it's a hint, because what, I'm not washing the dishes every day?
Hold on. If a man is not working, shouldn't you give him a job application for his damn birthday? I mean, people need to be reminded.
No.
Some of the
he need to do what he need to do around the house if he ain't working. You understand what I'm saying? He need to help take care of the kids or do housework.
Y'all.
That's what he
needs. You got to give the people what they need. Give them what they want.
Bro.
No, not like that.
It works both ways. If a man's
done, thank you, Shelby.
Hold on. Shelby's saying exactly what I just said. Didn't I say it?
No, you didn't.
I said, if a man not working, shouldn't you give him a job application for it? But I just said that. Y'all, see, what
you said for his birthday. But
we're talking about the gift for the birthday. Yes, that birthday gift is a reminder of what they're probably not doing. Yeah.
Oh, you made it sound like that's what the woman was not doing.
That's what he said.
I said, if the woman ain't
thank
doing
you.
Something. Man not doing his party. I
no,
said
you didn't say what
you know
is. Nah.
Hold on. What did you hear me say,
when you first said it, you made it sound like it was the woman who wasn't doing something. And then you added, and if a man, then you need to give him a job.
You need to get a job application for his birthday.
That's what you said.
I said because they need to be reminded of what they're not doing.
But you don't get what you said. You said if the woman needed, it's something she ain't doing right.
That's what you said.
If it's something that she's not doing, maybe that gift is a reminder of what she's
right,
not
but
doing.
But it shouldn't be the reminder, though.
And if the man application
oh
for his
God.
Birthday.
Oh,
won't he be reminded of not working? I mean,
but
come
it
on,
shouldn't
y'all.
Be a
come
tip on. For tat come type on. Of thing, though. That's the problem. A lot
I'm
of us like to do that
tip
for
tat
type of thing. That's what it seemed like, though.
No.
But that's
no.
what it.
It's the way you're processing. Because I'm saying no, exactly what Shelby said. It works both ways. Good.
I'm just sitting here laughing.
Okay.
I'm just sitting here.
I had to recommit myself. I had to come back to myself real quick. God, I want to say something.
I'm just sitting here laughing. So
my processing, I know how to process words for what comes out of people's mouth, okay? Don't get that twisted. I heard what you said.
Then tell me exactly what I said so that the crowd can say whether you're right or wrong.
Okay. Give them the- Okay, how about you said if the woman's not doing what she needs to do, that gift is what she needs. It's not what they need, not as a gift.
I said if they that's really what need something in the a reminder. Hold on.
That's what I said. Come on, now, bro. Like, real Jesus.
You saying it like that's I just said. That's what you said, though.
Come on, now. Don't do me acting like I don't understand the words that's coming out of your mouth, though, Muck. I understand what's coming out your mouth, though.
Okay, y'all. I am seriously sitting here laughing. I really am, but...
See, Mug, you bringing out the ghetto side, which I don't want to do.
No, you but just bringing that
to,
out.
You making it seem no. How? Listen, I don't bring my ghetto side out just to bring it. You said what you said, and everybody heard what you said. But right, you trying to sit up and act like I'm dumb and I don't understand what's the words that's coming out of your mouth. Everybody heard what you said, and we're trying to.
All right, you know what? I'm gonna let say you, that was wrong. Tell me what you was wrong said, about what I said.
You said what we talking about, the gift situation, what Solid asked was if there's something we need, like a household gift, should you get it for a Mother's Day as a gift? I'm like, no. She said, no, you should have got that last Thursday. But you said if there's something a woman is not doing, if she needs it. No, we don't need it on a Mother's Day. If it's something really important, like a household item, go get it today or tomorrow, or like Solid said, last Thursday. You understand?
Solid, is that what
that's
I said,
what I was trying
Solid.
To say.
Solid, is that what I said?
Solid. Yeah. Hold on, bro. Okay. It is what you said, but then after you said that, and then we all said, oh, come on. And then you said, but if a man is not working, he doesn't have a job, you need to give him an application to remind him.
Solid. All right. Can I say what I said?
Yes, go ahead.
I said maybe you're missing something that should be a tag question that should be affixed to the question that you asked. I said nobody asked if that woman ain't doing what she should be doing in that area. Maybe she needs that gift to remind her of what she's not doing.
That's what we're saying. You're saying that you just said.
Well, let me give her that for. No, that's not what I said.
But you keep proving my point time and time again, Muck, because you're just recycling the same thing I'm saying to you.
Wait, I'm not.
You're saying it differently.
Okay, yeah. Okay, wait. Hold on. I asked the question just to kind of lighten things up some, to kind of make everybody laugh. So now, all right, everybody take a breath. Let's reset. Okay. Now, can we agree? This is just a yes or no question for Bro and for Shorty. Can we agree that on Mother's Day or Father's Day, that a gift that is not personal, you know, for something that they wanted, like a new hat, a new dress, tickets to the football game or something. Can we agree that a gift, whether the person needs a hint or not, is not an appropriate gift? Can we agree on that?
No, it's not. But can I say this really quick?
Go ahead.
If the dishes was consistently being done, the minute the dishwasher broke, that man would have flew and got one of those. So the reason why he probably waited and didn't respond the way he should have responded is because it probably wasn't getting proper use anyway. See, we never want to look at things in a context of which it could be, because we, Everything is about our feelings. If we say something and somebody's feeling get hurt, that's hate speech now.
Okay, bro, I understand what you're saying. My question, and honestly, I came up with that question because literally I thought about the Waltons. When Olivia Walton, for her birthday, they gave her a secondhand washing machine because she was washing clothes on one of those backboards. That is what popped in my head when we were talking. And that's why I asked that. And I remember that episode because when they gave it to her, I just watched the episode a couple of weeks ago. Yes, I do sometimes watch reruns of the Waltons. And I just shook my head like, that's such an inappropriate gift. This is her birthday and you're giving her a washing machine? You know, so that is where that question came from. So it was just a simple, honest, just lighthearted question. Make people laugh, but I guess it didn't. So, Shorty, bro, anybody want to comment?
I'm still woo-song right now, Sada, so I'm okay.
Okay, all right, bro. Any comment?
Can you hear me, Solid? All right, you can hear me now?
Yes.
All right. I believe that if you're doing anything as an individual, I think the number one thing that should be on our minds is being attentive and focused. Because if we slip for just 1 second, we will miss what's going on. And we won't be able to respond to it with the full onslaught of the interpretation that we should be giving to it. See, let me say this, Solid. I think the number one reason for miscommunication on any level is when people are unattentive because they believe that hearing and listening is the same thing. We got to know that there's a difference.
Okay.
Because I can hear what you say, but that don't mean I'm listening.
And see, that was the topic for yesterday. So you should have been here yesterday. Okay. Let's see. Juju says, I raised my son on my own. I had 2 jobs, and job selling gold to my coworkers okay, let me read this again. I raised my son on my own. I had 2 jobs, a job on the job selling gold to my coworkers, make more money selling gold than my weekly check. And Brina says, firstly, I like practical gifts. I got pots and pans for my birthday before, and I loved it. Okay. But Brina, did people know that that's what you wanted and you didn't mind? Let's see. Can't go wrong with sometimes GP. You can. See, Brina says, personally, I would like a washing machine, but that's just me. Again, if that's what you want, I say get it. I say get it. If that's what you ask for and that's what you want. All gifts are supposed to be appreciated. Yeah, they are. Not all of them are. Juju's like, good Lord. I don't like Kate Lou. I don't. Brina says, it was my ex. Yes, he knew my style, but even my friends know I love a card with a poem or nice words written. Okay. See, I don't even like, and guys, you know, I do like flowers. No, I'm going to take that back. My husband knows not to give me flowers at all. He knows if he's going to give me something live, give me a plant. Give me a plant that I can, you know, because I love going in my garden. I love growing things. That is what I like. So when people, you know, in fact, I received flowers yesterday from Shy Lady. They were very, very nice. And one thing I liked about the flowers is the fact that I can turn around and plant them. I can replant them. And that's one thing that I liked about them, that they can be replanted. But for the most part, I don't even have to get a gift. but people have given me gifts that I really liked. And I, you know, so, but in terms of utility for my birthday, I don't want a washing machine. You should have gotten that. If you're going to get a washing machine, then if you think we need a washing machine, are you giving me a hint to get a washing machine? And you should have given me that hint on Friday, not on Mother's Day, not on my birthday, not on Christmas, whatever. You know, no. So that's just me. So anyway, Brina says, I'm basic. I like going on my own shopping sprees. Brina, I don't even like shopping. And actually, but I really, this is me. If you don't know what somebody likes or wants and you are insistent on giving them a gift, give them a gift card. Give them a gift card to a store that you know that they like, where they can go buy their own stuff. Some people think that that's impersonal. I have one friend who gets highly upset if you do not actually go pick out a gift for her. You know, yes. And Lou, I have plants that people have given me over the years as gifts, and I've had those plants for 10, 15, 20 years. Flowers die.
Solid Blue, do you know what you start getting from me at the age of 15? You start getting from me cash and gift cards, because I refuse to go shopping for people because I don't know what you want and I'm not going to pretend I do. So I will give you money and gift cards. So when you go and get your gift, if you don't like it, that's on you.
And that's it, but you do have people who they think a gift card is, you know, well, couldn't you know, you didn't
then
have.
I won't give them nothing.
You know, seriously, but you have people that are like that. I'd rather give you a gift card.
I don't compromise. I'm sorry.
Bro, and that's you, because me, I do not like shopping it for myself. I absolutely cannot stand it. I very rarely buy clothes. And when I do, it's like I'll go and I'll just grab something off the rack, try it on when I get home. If it don't fit, I take it back. I don't like shopping. And Christmas, you will never, ever see me in the stores. Nope. And then Brian says, I typically give cash if I'm stumped. Gift cards are tricky too. Lou says, Shorty, I'm going to get you a golden ticket to the chocolate factory. Don't kill me.
That'll be fine, because I like candy and chocolate anyway. I appreciate that. Yeah.
So, anyway, guys, that's an hour. I think we had a lively discussion here. But, bro, I do have a question. What the hell is I got to go back and see what the hell you said. Hold on. Fair use knows what I said. Brina knows what I said. And Shelby knows what I said. I gotta go up in the chat. What is history? What did you say? What is history?
Historicity.
I don't know what one of them said.
Oh, historicity. I think he's trying to say history. I think that's what he's trying to say.
No, that's not what he was saying.
Oh.
Bro, do you know what I'm talking about? Bro? Yeah. Okay, maybe he's having
technical difficulties.
Fair, you said historicity. Okay, so all right, so anyway, tomorrow is Thursday fun. I haven't posted it yet. I'm not sure what I'm gonna do, but I will show.
Solid Blue. Shorty. Look it up really quick. Historicity. Look it up really quick, and then let everybody know what they mean, because it's your show.
I'm looking it up now. It is a word, historical authenticity.
And exactly, and most people don't understand the historicity of what they're speaking on.
You know, historical actuality, authenticity, factuality, and focuses on the true value of knowledge, claims about the past, dimension of all natural phenomenon.
Exactly, Solid Blue. Thank you.
Well, I asked what it was, and you told me. So, oh, Lord. Anyway, to Bro and Shorty, thank you. And Shelby, thank you for coming up on the panel. Bro and Shorty, thank you for making it a little livelier than it would have been.
So you're welcome.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for letting me on your panel.
No worries. And of course, when this show ends, everyone is fine and dandy, and it's all good.
Read what you just said, Solid Blue, before you go.
I learned a new word today. I learned a new word every time Bro is on the show.
You say, you know what? That's crazy.
Oh, so boy. No worries, Shelby. Oh, Lord. Anyway, I appreciate both of you. I really, really do.
So. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so you know what? I'm going to have a little fun. I'm going to play Pray For You, which Shelby turned me on to. And I play this song every so often, and it makes me laugh every time I hear it. So I know some of you all have heard it before. It's my second. This will be my second time playing it. Listen to the words, because, there are some people who I totally wish this on. So here we go.
I haven't been to church since I don't remember when. Things were going great till they fell apart again. So I listened to the preacher as he told me what to do. He said, you can't go hating others who have done wrong to you. Sometimes we get angry, but we must not condemn. Let the good Lord do his job, and you just pray for them. I pray your brakes go out running down a hill. I pray a flower pot falls from a windowsill and knocks you in the head like I'd like to. I pray your birthday comes and nobody calls. I pray you're flying high when your engine stalls. I pray all your dreams never come true. Just know wherever you are, honey, I pray for you. I'm really glad I found my way to church, 'cause I'm already feeling better, and I thank take the high road and do what the preacher told me to do. You keep messing up, and I'll keep praying for you. I pray a tire blows out at 110. I pray you pass out drunk with your best friend and wake up with his and her tattoos. Go out running down a hill. Pray a flower pot falls from a windowsill and knocks you in the head like I'd like to. I pray your birthday comes and nobody calls. I pray you're flying high when your engine stalls. I pray all your dreams never come true. Just know wherever you are, near or far, or in your car, wherever you are, honey, I pray.
pray for you.
And guys, the video on this is funny. So, but anyway, until tomorrow, everyone, thank you for showing up. I appreciate it. You guys don't have to, but I appreciate you guys taking the time. So until then, enjoy your day, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.